This week's Parsha is Parsha Shmos. We begin the weeks of Shovim, which are Shmos Va'era Bo B'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim. And in essence, what we're doing is we're reading the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Exodus from Egypt. And the idea is that every year, when we return back to this period of time and we are going through the story once again, that it's an opportunity for us on a personal level to be able to re-experience the idea of exile and salvation and of a redemption, and that we're supposed to try to pull that into our own personal lives and be able to kind of see what that the teaching, you know, these important lessons, and be able to bring into our own lives and make improvements and be able to see personal Yeshua, redemptions, and salvation. And so within this idea of this approach, so one of the things that really I think is very important to focus on is just the development of Moshe. The Rambam says, Maimonides says, that we all can be like Moshe. And so if Moshe is the greatest of all prophets, the most humble, the greatest Anav, the one who is able to connect to God in the greatest way possible. So how is it that we all could be like Moshe? But I think the idea is that we all have the ability to really develop and become as great as Moshe. The idea that we watch this development, we sometimes lose. We don't necessarily, you know, when you read the text, you might miss out on the idea that when Moshe had to run away, he was 40 years old, and he's in Midian for 40 years. He only returns in his 80s to Egypt and then goes through this whole process of helping the Jews leave Egypt. And then it's another 40 years that he's alive with the Jewish people through the desert experience, the you know, coming to Sinai, this whole, you know, so we kind of lose the track of the time. Wouldn't necessarily appreciate that Moshe had 40 years in Midian, and that he was a roetzon, that he was a shepherd for his father-in-law Yitro, for many years. And so when we have this story of the burning bush, Moshe's probably already in his either late 70s or early 80s, based on the timing. It probably is he's in his 80s. Or just reach that milestone, and so it's pretty unbelievable. You know, we miss out on this, but I guess the Midrashim give us some of the color, where we understand that he had this tremendous sensitivity as a shepherd, and that's probably why he qualified. One of the reasons he qualified to become the leader of the Jewish people, and then at the same time we see that he has this. What Chazal tell us, this discussion of this back and forth between him and God at the burning bush was actually a 7-day ordeal. And so we see, you know, the Moshe's resistance, not feeling that he's worthy of being the leader. And probably that's why he is the worthy to be the leader, because that type of humility, that, you know, resistance is exactly who we want for the job, and his desire to help the Jewish people. The flaw, perhaps, what we see if you look closely, is the fact that he is looking for things to happen very quickly. Atah, when God answers Moshe after he comes back at the end of the parsha to complain that, look, not only is it not gotten better, it's gotten worse. And Hashem says, Atah, now, with an ayin, now, meaning only now will you see the salvation, but you won't see the bigger long-term salvation because of this need for wanting things to happen quickly. So like we all, in a sense, are like Moshe in that sense, that we all want to really see things happen much faster than they do. But the way things work in this world, in the reality that we're in, Hashem is saying, this is something that's going to be ayah, ayah. I'm going to be with them in this predicament, and I'll be with them in the future difficulties as well, because the nature of this world is ups and downs of struggles, of development, that things need to take time to play out, and that we see that in our own personal lives, that things that mean the most is, you know, in terms of satisfaction, the things that we have to struggle through, and that we work through those things, and then ultimately, when we get to the other side and we see the development and we see that the growth that we are able to accomplish, that brings us the most satisfaction. But as we go through it, that's not an easy thing. And so we have that similar struggle to Moshe. But I think ultimately, the greatest thing that we watch as Moshe comes into his own, and he fulfills his potential of being the greatest of all time in his prophecy and bringing us the word of God in its clarity. So we see this. He starts at Kvad Peh, Kvad Lashon. He's not an Ish Devarim. He's not a person that's able to communicate well. And that at the end of the story, we see that he writes and he brings us the Sefer Devarim. He becomes a man, an Ish Devarim. So that it's similar to these ideas of watching the great ones become great, and that we at the same time should pull in for ourselves this idea and understand that it didn't happen in a day, and that we also have to have patience sometimes with ourselves and with our situations, and to be able to have faith and to reach out to God and develop our relationship with God in the process, and so that we can become the great, fulfill our great potential. So as we begin this process of Shemos Va'erabo, this Exodus story, so in week one, as we start out, we take stock of Moshe from the birth to his great, beginnings, to him having to run away, and to now having also witnessing his discussion with Hashem and watching the give and the take, and that as we go through, so we should understand that that's for ourselves as well, that we have to, realize that we're in process, we're in development, and so that sometimes we have to be less, difficult on ourselves, but also at the same time, we shouldn't be so easy on ourselves to not want to push ourselves to become much greater than whatever we are at this point. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.